You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Friday, TGIF, August. November 14th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody. High atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square at the intersection of State and Fairchild. Mr. Zommers, we have made it to 3 years.
3 years.
Congratulations.
Of the Todd Albaugh Show. And to you too.
Our third anniversary. We have made it 3 years. Thankful for that. And welcome in, everybody. Going to be a great show today. You're going to want to stick around for the entire thing. Lots of news and information here in hour number one. And then hour number two, I believe our old friend Dan Schaefer is going to be making an appearance, our third anniversary, helping us recombobulate a little bit. The theme for this show, Zommers, as my seventh grade teacher, public school teacher in Richland Center Middle School, Andy Spees, was fond of saying, math as in life. It's always good to pause and reflect. Pause and reflect.
That's what
Andy Spees said. And so it's a pause reflect type of show. So we got Dan Schaefer in, Trigvi Olson maybe popping in for a moment, a couple of old friends of ours on the show, Kevin O'Connor, my old broadcast partner, lots of people to help celebrate the third anniversary. And Zommers, right off the bat, we would not have gotten here to this point, our third anniversary, without you, buddy. And thank you very much.
Well, thank you. And I just really appreciate the opportunity to have helped this show grow as best I can.
We got thrown together. Mike Crute said, you got 2 weeks to do a show, to put it together, a three-hour show, and it starts in 2 weeks. Can you do it? And here's Zommers. He's going to be your producer. And we went to Novotna Pizza, which is no longer on University Avenue anymore. And I said, Zommers, the number one thing to me is loyalty. I don't care about anything. And you know what? You held up the bargain, and I appreciate that very much.
Well, thanks. I mean, and it goes both ways, and you've always been very straightforward about what you want the show to be, and it made it very easy to work with you.
Very good. Thank you. Appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun, and more to come. More to come, as Johnny Carson used to say here on our third anniversary. And speaking of Carson, speaking of Letterman, one of my big idols there, on the Letterman show, the tie for the most appearances by a guest, Tony Randall, the great actor Tony Randall, and Regis Philbin. And for us, as far as a political guest, no one has appeared on this program more over our 3 years than Wisconsin State Senator Kelda Royce, who incidentally just happens to be a candidate for Wisconsin governor. And she's kind enough on short notice to make an appearance here in the studio, balloons and all. Senator Royce, how are you?
I'm so happy to be here with you, Todd, as always.
I am thrilled. People say, you know, you and Kelda have a really good rapport on the show. I said, because she's so easy to talk to. She's a normal person, and that's what makes it fun.
Well, I think, you know, we both have a huge amount of curiosity. We really genuinely enjoy talking with people and learning from them. And I think that, you know, that's not a combination that we hear a lot, especially represented in media these days. And so it's always, you know, I always learn from you. I always have a fun time. And nobody picks bumper music like Zommers
right
over there. So
he's the best. He's the absolute best.
I know.
I
want him to DJ my life.
maybe an election night party. You know,
there you go.
That could be possible.
Yeah, that could be possible. Let's just start off with this because thank you for the kind words. One of the things, I've said this before on this show, and I don't care what side of the aisle it is, and it's more rare today than ever, people in elected office who have the self-awareness to say, you know what, maybe I can learn from other people. You know what, I need to listen. And not adjust their beliefs, but how they go about their business. And I don't know a better legislator in the state capitol who's done that during the course of your career and matured as a legislator while staying true to your principles than you. And that's why I appreciate someone who can be self-reflective of everybody in your district.
Well, that's really kind of you. And that's a high compliment coming from you. So I really appreciate it.
It's true. And I think that's why people, as I've been watching this race, it's in its early stages. We're just now under a year from the general and a little bit longer from the primary.
But who's counting besides my husband?
I think that's what's drawing people to your campaign. Give us an update, if you would, from the campaign trail as you travel around Wisconsin, all 72 counties. What have you been hearing so far? What are Wisconsinites talking about?
Well, you know, what I hear again and again is people are so sad about what is happening in our country. They feel scared. They feel disempowered by what the Republican regime is doing and the harms not only that we're experiencing right now with the tariffs and the chaos and what that's doing to farmers and small businesses, but the fear of what is coming in the future with changes to healthcare, with more destabilizing bills being passed at the federal government with the shutdown. So they want a leader that is willing to stand up to Trump and try to protect us from those harms. At the same time, there's a real hunger out there to say, why can't Democrats actually get stuff done when they govern? And if we're going to give you power, we want to make sure that you're going to use it to fund our public schools and not just talk about it, not just say, oh, this is what we care about, but actually to do it and deliver. And so it is definitely higher wages. It's lower costs. It's having more freedoms protected, freedom to vote, freedom to control your body, freedom to be who you want to be and live the life you want to live. Those are consistent, whether I'm in urban, rural areas, north, south, any part of the state. I just talk to so many people that have the same kind of common goals.
We're talking to State Senator Kelda Royce of the 26th District here in Dane County, running for governor of the state of Wisconsin. You mentioned public schools. I want to bring this up again because it was more in the news again here last couple of weeks. The University of Wisconsin system, while I have been critical of both parties in this situation, I've been critical of Jay Rothman, the president of the system, and the Board of Regents who've kind of gone dormant. I've been critical, and I'm a guy who voted for Tony Evers in every single one of his races, even, with all due respect, the primary of 2018.
That's okay. A lot of people did. he was by far the best-known candidate, and, you know, that makes a huge difference. And he's been, the best governor he can be with this legislature.
We could grab a beer sometime. I think many of the reasons I voted for Tony Evers in 2018 are what, I'll just say it, probably why I'm going to vote for you this time, because I think you can relate to a lot of people. And that's just the fact. But more importantly, right now for this discussion, I've been in Muscatine, Wisconsin, in southwest Wisconsin, 10 miles from my hometown, Richland Center. You and former State Rep. Katrina Shanklin came out there, held a listening session about the two-year colleges, about the closures. You were reflective. You didn't blame it on one singular party, and you were about solutions. Why can't we get more anybody, I don't care, Democrat, Republicans, or independents, talking about this?
It has been a huge frustration. I mean, I think, you know, we have a lot of legislators who don't necessarily have the longer view of history because so many folks in the Capitol are new. And that's certainly true on the Democratic side, right? There are very few legislators who were there during Act 10. There are very few legislators, you know, who remember what it was like when we actually funded our university system, right, when we were a leader in public education in K-12. And so in that scenario, I think it's hard to really have full context and feel confident about what you're saying. And, you know, I think that oftentimes because we live in such a culture that loves political conflict and is always trying to figure out, like, what's the dividing point and what separates us and how can we pit people against each other to get more clicks, you know, that kind of political culture doesn't really lend itself to elected officials being willing to talk, to say things that you might sound dumb, you might put your foot in your mouth. And in an environment that's uncontrolled, like a listening session, you know, people are a little bit afraid. And I guess I can understand that instinct, but I just think, boy, at a minimum, our job is to let people be heard.
I guess to put a point on it, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, that the Board of Regents now is looking at changing curriculum, having a general ed curriculum across all 4 years, which, in my opinion, is giving Jay Rothman and the Board of Regents a reason to close the remaining 2 years, because they're going to say, well, that's what the 2 years were there for. Now you can get these. I think that's going to be the final nail in the coffin for the 2 years. And what I'm hearing from my sources, that they are now looking at four-year campuses in this state. Is that hyperbole, Senator Royce, or do you think there's something to this?
I think it's reasonable to be deeply concerned about the future of the universities of Wisconsin. I think that we have seen a complete abandonment of public higher education from the Republicans now currently in the legislature, and it's very dangerous. Who is going to be hurt by this? It is not kids who already have opportunities, the kids that can go out of state, the kids that can go to get into UW-Madison or Milwaukee. It's young people in the state who were working hard. They have good grades. They have the work ethic, but they don't have the money. They don't have the connections. And frankly, it's too hard for them to envision going far from home. They're the ones whose opportunities are being cut short.
Yeah, and my criticism is not reserved to the Democrats on this. Sans you. But my former party have underfunded the UW system and public education for years. You have State Senator Howard Markline, who took my former boss's place, who wouldn't make a mole on Dale Schultz's arm. I'll keep it clean. But he's put 999s, for those of you that aren't familiar, it's kind of a secret catch-all bill in the joint finance to fund UW-Washington, which Governor Evers vetoed. But he wouldn't even do it for his own college, he and Tony Kurtz in Richland Center. These are the types of games that Republicans
earmarks
are playing.
Earmarks for every little special interest, but not earmarks for or funding for public education that every single Wisconsinite benefits from.
And we have it until 20 after or the bottom of the hour?
I'm good. I think I've got
to. Are we okay with the bottom of the hour or no?
Yeah.
All right. All right. 30. Yeah. 30. Okay. I want to cut you off here. We got a couple minutes here before the first breakaway. But yes, Republicans are not putting, they're doing this secret stuff. So the bottom line, Senator, somebody I trust and respect, what's it going to take for both parties to cut the BS and actually say, is it the audit bureau doing a full audit? Who's going to get the truth? If you're governor, how are you going to get the truth on this and actually save the Wisconsin idea?
I think the way we save the university is to fund it. And if we want that to happen, we have to have a governor who is willing to put her political capital on the line and do it. I mean, this isn't exactly a both sides kind of issue, because consistently, Republicans have been more hostile to public higher ed, and Democrats have wanted to fund it, but they've felt more constrained because we've had this Republican-dominated legislature for 30 of the last 32 years. So there isn't exactly an equivalency, but the truth is that even when Democrats have power, too often we fail to use it. And that's really frustrating to me.
Thank you for
saying
that.
Honestly, what is the point of being in government if you're not going to use the power you might have to make people's lives better? Are you going to succeed all the time? No. Is every idea you have going to be perfect and work out? Not always. But you have to be willing to take those risks. You have to have the courage to do it, to try to lead. And I think that's why I decided I had to get into this governor's race, because I don't want to see us let another opportunity slip through our fingers.
Yeah, amen to that. And so refreshing to hear a Democrat say that. You got to use the power when you have it. I mean, that's just the fact, right?
I mean, you know, we all campaign on these things like affordable health care, you know, more access to housing and childcare, public schools. But where is the commitment? And yes, you can't do that when you have Republicans controlling the legislature and a gerrymandered majority. But you've got to do everything you can with what you have. And we're not going to be in that situation next session. So no excuses.
Yeah. We're going to come back, talk more with State Senator Kelda Royce. I like what she used there. The next woman governor, female governor, you know, madam governor. Has a good ring to it, don't you think, Kelda?
Well, I'd like to see Wisconsin moving forward again, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Kelda Royce is our guest for the next 10 minutes or so. Come on back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Zomer's on the board, Kelda and Todd on the dance floor. I shouldn't say that. Senator Royce to me. Thank you very much. Senator Kelda Royce is our guest here in studio on our third anniversary. It is a party. We're glad you're along with us. Senator Royce, also a Democratic candidate for governor of the state of Wisconsin. meet her. If you haven't, she's all around the state. Find out more about her candidacy. She's one of these people, and we had former state rep Fred Clark in this last earlier this week.
My old colleague.
Running for governor. And I said the same thing about him. If you
Not for governor, but for Congress, right?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry, for Congress.
Yeah, he's not running against me.
No. For Congress. And I said the same thing with former rep Fred Clark, now running for Congress in the 7th, about you. You're the type of people, you're real, you're conversational. And when people meet you and talk to you, they like you.
Yeah. You know, he and I were campaigning together up in Ladysmith, Wisconsin. And, you know, we packed the back two rooms of this bar, and it was great. I mean, I think people are looking for candidates who are authentic and who listen and who are solution oriented.
Yeah. And just like U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, Kelda Royce finishes her beer. She doesn't just go ahead and take photo ops. You understand? She's finishing the damn beer.
Well, it's actually old fashioned.
A woman after my own heart. Old fashioned. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. One of our favorite callers on our third anniversary. Nobody knows her facts better than Joe in Madison. Joe, thanks for calling on MDX. What say you?
Oh, thanks for that. I just wanted to say I've met Kelda, and I would agree. I would love to have an old-fashioned with her, too. And she's smart as all get out. One of the things, 2 points that I want to make real quick. Number one, you were talking about the UW system. Let us remember, people, this is the economic impact of the UW system is $24 billion every year. Mm-hmm. For every dollar invested by the state, we get a $23 return because it supports 167,000 jobs and $1.1 billion in state and local taxes, to say nothing of what we're getting in terms of the workforce development and also the number of people who are employed by Wisconsin Alumni Research and all the new economic growth we get out of a science and technology that comes out of the university. So it is a moneymaker for us, and anybody who would want to start closing down campuses in either two-year or four-year, it's nuts and not a good idea. One point I wanted to make about Kelda that I was very impressed by is that she has advanced the idea of every citizen in the state, as I understand it, may have a chance to take advantage of the same pension system that the state workers have, that to expand that so that everyone could have a form of pension through that system. What that would give people is what they originally started out with was back in the 30s when they were thinking about doing this, 1930s, it was, gee, we want to have it for the people in the private sector too. They weren't able to make it happen then. Let's make it happen now. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Joe. You're amazing. Thanks for your listenership for 3 years. We appreciate it. Senator Royce?
Yeah, Joe is absolutely right. We want everybody to have retirement security and, frankly, health security, too. Those are two huge economic issues that hold back young people and middle-aged people from feeling like they're able to be free, to thrive. And opening up the state health insurance plan and the state pension to anybody to be able to buy in at a fair rate not only strengthens those programs, but enables people to, for instance, leave your corporate job to go start a business, right? Become an entrepreneur. Take time out of the workforce to be a caregiver for a parent or a child. Go back to school if you want to, right? There's all kinds of things, or even just retire early. Yeah. So many people are tied to their job because of that health care or the pension. And think about the freedom we could unleash for our communities if people were able to have another option, a low-cost, high-quality option.
I mean, it seems still common sense, Senator. Things that the folks at the state capitol get should be available to all.
Absolutely.
And I think that's not radical. I think that's just taking care of your friends
and neighbors. It's kind of common sense.
Right? Right.
I mean, the idea in this country that we're going to ration your health care, your access to see a doctor, your access to retirement security based on the job you have.
It
doesn't make sense. People who work in restaurants, people who care for folks in our nursing homes, people who do childcare, they work really hard. They don't work harder than me. They should be able to have the same benefits.
About two and a half minutes left, State Senator Kelda Royce. We talked a while back after the tragedy in Minnesota, which shook a lot of people up. You're an elected official already. Share with our audience again across this state, what drives you to be our next governor? Why are you doing this?
I'm doing this because this is a critical moment in our history. This is a very challenging time. We must have a governor with the courage to stand up to Trump when it's necessary and to protect us from the harms that are coming down from Washington. whatever it is, whether it's the tariffs, whether it's the corruption, whether it's the lawlessness, we have to have a governor who's willing to tell the truth about what he is doing and fight to protect our democracy at this critical moment. At the same time, we are going to have a once-in-a-generation opportunity to help move the state forward, to change the trajectory of Wisconsin to a place that is worthy of our progressive heritage and our motto, to fund our public schools, to make sure every person has affordable health care, to raise wages and to lower costs on the most important things, from health care to child care to housing. I want to do that. I know that we can, but only if we have strong leadership from the governor's office. The legislature is wonderful, but you know, we're not going to hurt ourselves. We have to have strong leadership from the governor's office to do this.
One of the best political answers I've ever heard. I'm not just saying this because you're here. Trygve Olson, who has worked for a lot bigger people than I have in politics, he heard it. And he texted me afterwards. He said, blankety blank, that was fantastic. And I said, I asked you earlier this year, I said, how can you win the Democratic primary? And you said, I'm not running for the Democratic primary. I'm running to be governor of the state of Wisconsin.
That's right. This is a time of chaos, but I'll tell you, courage and competence will beat chaos every single time.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I want to thank you for being with us. The most often political guest over the last 3 years on this program as we celebrate our anniversary of this show, and hope to see you soon again on the campaign trail or somewhere. Senator Royce, you're amazing, and I wish you all the luck out there, and I hope you're our next governor.
Thank you for everything, Todd. I love being on your show.
Well, it's a pleasure. Our pleasure is ours. State Senator Kelda Royce, get to know her. She may well be our next governor of the state of Wisconsin. Come on back. Take your phone calls and more. 855-752-4842 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Friday, TGIF, November 14th, 2025. Aaron Zommers, the incomparable Aaron Zommers, on the board. We have been together for 3 years, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, November 14th is our third anniversary, and that is what we are celebrating today. If you're watching this on the stream, Facebook, Twitter, Twix, X, whichever you want to call it, wherever you're on YouTube, we got the balloons up because it is our third anniversary. Time goes by when you're having fun, Zommers.
It sure does. And you know, Todd even brought a cake today.
Yes.
We can't
yes.
really show it to you because, of course, we had to cut it so people could eat it. Right. But it said, thanks for 3 years.
Yes, and thanks for 3 years. I ordered it on Monday. And so here we have a cake today. it's a Batch Bakehouse. Great independent bakery on Willie Street.
It was a delicious cake
here in Madison. That. Yeah, vanilla and raspberry with buttercream. All right, our third anniversary. Thank you all for joining us for our third anniversary. Much more to go here coming up on the big program. If you want to join us, and by the way, many thanks to State Senator Kelda Royce. How fantastic is she? The most often political guest here, most frequent guest on the show over the last 3 years politically, Kelda Royce. We appreciate her taking time and being here today. And she enjoys a brandy old-fashioned. Our friend, our colleague, host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Maybe, Patrick, if you stand by, because Trigby is going to, I think, StreamYard in an hour or two. So, Patrick, if you want to stream yard in and join us in hour two, you're more than welcome. But he's watching now, and he says, old fashions are especially good at Wasota Lodge.
AKA his house.
Yes. Let's do your next Civic Media interview on a remote. So, Kelda's in. Senator Royce is in. Maybe I can get up there because Pat Kreitlow, honest to God, I've been honored enough to enjoy them on the shores of Lake Wasota. He and his lovely wife. And Dr. Kreitlow, to you and me, thank you very much. So, thanks, Pat, for tuning in. Thanks for all. What a guy Pat Kreitlow is for 3 years coming on our little dog and pony show. He's Mr. Anchorman for how many years? Former state senator, broadcaster extraordinaire, and yet he puts up with us every Wednesday. So we appreciate that. And a quaff of better hair. You will not find a nicer man as well. Pat Kreitlow, we appreciate him. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Want to talk a little politics or third anniversary talk? One of our great callers, one of our great listeners, we got to meet him and hang out down in Waukesha at the world premiere of No Packers, No Life.
It was very nice.
He was. He's also been at the premiere of the Brewers movie, Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Troy in Mount Horeb, listening on WMDX. Troy, thanks for holding on. What do you got?
No problem. And both were a lot of fun, and I appreciate you bringing me.
Well, it was our honor, our pleasure.
And congratulations on 3 years. I never caught the morning show. I only caught the afternoon.
Not a lot of people did.
I missed out in the beginning. So I have a question.
Yeah, give it to me.
Since John and Gordy blew the answer.
All right.
Where are you going next?
I'm here for now. Stay tuned to hour two.
Were you at the meeting? At the meeting?
Yeah, stay tuned.
I was at the meeting. All I heard was you.
All right, say it. All right. We'll be around. We'll be around for a while. So thank you, Troy. I appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Tom in Middleton, listening on WMDX. Tom, what do you got for us? Tom in Middleton. Tom is there. Tom
in Madison. It looks like we lost Tom. Feel free to call back, though.
All right. Very good, Tom. If you want to call back, that's great. 855-752-4842. Mark in Prairie du Sac. Mark, what do you got for us?
Yeah, well, you know, great conversation going on there, both about the pension fund that we should duplicate that for the private sector as well as the health insurance. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, the bigger the pool, the better it would be for the state and for our citizenry. And let's remember this attack on education. It just kind of crystallized on my mind. The attack on education is attack on democracy itself, on the republic itself. Because the founders, for all their faults, a lot of them were educated men. They're self-educated, mm-hmm. and a lot of them had sought the higher education of that time. But Jefferson promoted the idea of public education, and the idea that they want to do away with the Wisconsin idea, which is not to produce little cogs for whatever kind of labor the ruling class wants us to be part, but to produce citizens, and that's right. What education is all about. It's producing educated citizenry, and the education that promotes the economy is a benefit of that. But the primary is that we need to have an educated citizenry in this country, because the attack that they're making right now is simply an attack on the idea of the republic itself, I think, because the republic itself came out of the Enlightenment, and the Enlightenment came from the freedom of thought that created that very same Enlightenment, to free ourselves from the old world to old world of thought to the new world of liberty, and that.
That's well said. You know, go ahead.
The preamble of the Constitution lays out what the Constitution is all about. And part of that is to promote the general welfare. It doesn't say promote wealth for the wealthy. Mm-hmm. It's to promote the general welfare. And I can't, I can't put it more succinctly than what our preamble actually lays out, because it is duplicated in the Constitution itself, where that general welfare is part of Section 8 of the Constitution, and that the limits on government rather than the limits on people.
Well said, Mark, as always, and appreciate your listenership for 3 years on our third year anniversary. Always appreciate Mark's perspective, and here's a guy who knows history, Mark in the sack. We weren't supposed, for many years, he would call many months, he would call it Mark in the sack, and they said, no, you have to ask me Mark in prayer to sack. But my heart is always Mark from the sack, and really appreciate
it. It's really just because people who don't live in the area will have no idea what we're talking about.
Right. Well, that too. Thank you, Mark. Always appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. On this, the third anniversary of the Todd Allball Show, our friend, our ongoing contributor, Mr. Jeff Perry, is on the line. My former colleague at WRCO Richland Center, my classmate from Richland Center High School, and the host of his own program across the pond, not the Atlantic, but Lake Mendota, Jeff Perry from WVMO. Jerry Perry, what do you got?
Hey, Todd. I'm not actually watching on Twix, but I am eating a Twix, so I apologize that my mouth is full.
That's fine. That's fine.
I just wanted to say congratulations on 3 years, and I'm really not great at putting these things in words, so I would like to tell you how I feel in a song.
Oh, fantastic. Drummers, All right, here we go.
No, I'm just kidding. I would never do that.
I thought maybe you had something. That would be great.
But I do want to say something sincerely. What I like the most about your program, and there's a lot to like. As you know, I listen practically every day.
And we appreciate that. You're one of three.
Well, thank you.
My mom and sister are the other ones, but go ahead.
And so there's one thing that comes through very, very clearly when listening to your program. It doesn't matter what story you're covering. And I'm not screwing around here.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter what story you're covering. It doesn't matter what guest you have on. It doesn't matter what bit you're doing. What comes through time and again, over and over again, is that, Todd, you care. You care about this state. You care about this country. You care about people. You care. And I think it goes back to our roots at WRCO, where we were a very local radio station, and we really got involved in the community. But just congratulations, 3 years on the air is quite a feat in this business, and it's nothing to sneeze at. So congratulations, and thank you for caring all this time, because it's very obvious that you do.
Jeff, hang on, don't go anywhere. Number one, thank you very much for the very kind words. I really, really appreciate that, especially coming from you. And I think you're onto something, and it's much larger than me or this program. I mean, your dad, Rod Perry, who ran WRCO for several years, you learned from him. You started, how old were you when you first started in radio at RCO?
14.
14, yes. That's a true story. Jeff Perry was doing an air shift at RCO when he was 14. You know, I was an old man. I didn't start until I was 17. but yeah, I think you're still right. And, you know, didn't you have Mr. Speeds for math as well, middle school?
No, I did not.
Oh, you did not. All right. But, you know, he was fond of saying math isn't life. You got to pause and reflect. And I think on this third anniversary of the show, it's an appropriate time to do that. And you and I spent a lot of time, as you said, at WRCO, Richland Center, doing local radio, and learn from people like your dad and Phil Nee and Ron Fruit and Ray Schrader. And the list goes on and on. And if it wasn't for those people, you and I wouldn't still have this privilege to have a microphone every day. And I hope that is kept alive for the next generation. You got Zomers here. You've got Parker. You've got Dom. All these young people that still get radio. And isn't that cool, Jeff?
Very much so. And I don't know. Not that long ago, people might have thought that radio was a dying medium. I do not believe that that's true. Mm-hmm. I think that it's in a renaissance right now, and I think that your show has contributed to that renaissance. And but the new generation coming up, yes. My son Henry is about to go to college, and he's been touring colleges, and got to tour the college radio station at Stevens Point. And hey, there are some young people out there that are going to be doing some great things. It's very, 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 very fun to see.
Similar with journalism and reporting, is we see a lot of student newspapers that are fantastic publications.
Yeah. No, I think you're absolutely right. And Jeff agrees, disagree. I've said this on the show. You've got student journalists is what they're called. I think they should just be called journalists who happen to be in J school, whether it's the Badger Herald or Daily Cardinal or many of the other papers, the Eau Claire paper, the student. I mean, these people are doing some of the best work right now, Jeff.
Oh, absolutely. And part of it is that they're not tied to corporate purse strings, but part of it is their passion and their just desire to tell the truth. And I'm very, very excited about the younger generation. I think they're going to do great things.
I could not agree more. And let me just take this opportunity in the third year of this, third anniversary of this show, to thank you, because a lot of people might not realize that some of the zaniness and that part of the show, the having fun doing it part, as a result of myself and Jeff and our co-executive producer of this program, Chris Pauls, another Richland Center native, putting heads together early, early on in this show. And we would not have made it, Jeff, to 3 years without you and your support and your zaniness. And it's one of the favorite parts for me of this program, when you call in with something just, let's be honest, stupid but funny to say. And I love that about you. And nobody knows Letterman history. This is a true story. I've told it before. In college, Jeff Perry had every episode of Late Night with David Letterman on VHS in his kitchen cabinets.
I'm not sure why you said that in past tense.
Oh, yes. Has it survived the attic, Jeff? Please tell me it survived the attic.
They're still there.
All right.
I've only digitized a few tapes, but the ones that I've worked on so far have still played, which is kind of amazing.
Well, fantastic. Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor. Love you, my friend. We'll see you soon. And listen to him over on WVMO here in the Monona area. Great WBA award winner, Jeff Perry. Pardon me. Thank you, Jeff. We'll talk to you soon. Stay tuned.
Thanks,
more
Todd.
Of our third anniversary special straight ahead. It's the Todd Allball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
That's right. It's a party. It's a three-year anniversary party. We have made it, Zomers and I, for 3 years. November 14th, 2022, we signed on the air, and here we are 3 years later.
Although, in complete transparency with the listener, I have been on this show 2 days under 3 years because I had the flu for the first 2 days of the show. We spent all this time, 2 weeks preparing and working on the show for me to get the flu on Monday and Tuesday. And Luke Mathers filled in.
And our friend, our colleague, the senior producer of this program, Luke Mathers, had to fill in on the board. And great as always. Great as always. And thus began, I think that's where the Tuesday tangents with Luke started.
I believe so.
Because back then, as an earlier caller pointed out, we were on for 3 hours from 8 until 11. And let's just be honest, it was not great radio for 3 hours. But we filled it. And then after us, our friend and former colleague Kristen Bry and Jane Matinere came on with As Goes Wisconsin. That was the lineup. And we, Zomers, you and I, we were only on Richland Center, Wausau, and Amory.
I believe so, yeah.
And then from there, we earned our way up. And then President Mike Kreutz said, welcome. No, he said, I'll put you on the statewide network. And God bless Crudy for doing that and for Sage. And so we got this opportunity for 3 years to be across the state. So celebrating 3 years here on the old Civic Media Radio Network. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Dick in Madison on WMDX. Dick, thanks for calling. Let's see.
Well, congratulations on 3 years to both of you.
We appreciate that.
It went by all too fast. and who else would let me bloviate with former Senator Schultz like I did a couple of years ago? He was 2 years. I don't know if you remember it. He was 2 years ahead of me in high school.
I forgot
and
that.
I started talking high school. And you just let us carry on with that for a little while. But the other thing that I think of, your high school friend put it real well, but I think of the word sincerity when I think of both of you guys.
Well, thank you, Dick. That means a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
And I think that if this show has been successful for 3 years in any way, shape, or form, it's because I just said from the day one with Zomers, I don't know how else to be anything else but Todd. And it's really hard for me to act that way. And so I said, you know, I will never hold a candle to Johnny Carson or David Letterman or go down the list. But these are people that I aspired to be. I knew I didn't have the talent to be, but I aspired. And they were just, from all accounts, they were largely themselves on the air. And that's the first part of it. And, Dick, the other part of the reason that this show has been successful in any way, shape, or form is because of people like you, our callers all across the state of Wisconsin, who take your valuable time and dial in a goofball like me every day and have stayed with Zomers, keep me honest, 5 time changes in 3 years?
I believe 5 is correct.
5. So we've been moved around the dial 5 different times in terms of time. And people like you, Dick, have followed us and found us and tuned in. And so thank you and everybody else for giving us the opportunity to be here for 3 years, because our rear ends would have been out the door if people wouldn't have tuned in. So thank you, Dick.
You bet. It's been great.
Really appreciate you, Dick. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I've forgotten Dick and Dale. Now that sounds like a nursery rhyme, right? Dick
it
and
does.
Dale. They went to I think Matt. Now Dick's gone, but Madison Central, I think, together, which became the old MATC just down the street from where we are at, and then finished up at Madison West, or so I believe. But isn't that one of the, especially back when we were 3 hours, but even since we've been two, I think one of the cool opportunities over the last 3 years has been this blessing, this opportunity to have actual conversations.
Oh, definitely. And to hear, you know, we talk on here and we blab all day, give our stories and our perspectives, but it's always great to hear yours, especially, you know, it really can be a small world, because Dick and Madison is not the only one who's called in and been like, hey, I know this person that's on your show really well.
Or, right. And but to have that, because so often now everything is in 3 minute or 2 minute or 1 minute increments, and you don't have the time to have actual conversations. You're too young to remember Zomers, but I do. I was pretty young, but I remember when the Tonight Show was 90 minutes and, you know, Johnny Carson or whoever could have long actual conversations on television with guests. And now, of course, whether it's Colbert or Kimmel or Fallon, whoever, it's basically, okay, here's your book or here's what you're plugging. Let's do that. And on the rarest of occasions, on the biggest of guests, then they'll allow the host to have maybe a 20 or 30 minute block, Barack Obama or whoever it might be. But too often in media today, it's all boiled down to these little snippets. And I think one of the great blessings of this show and this network for the past 3 years has been to be given the freedom and the opportunity to have long actual conversations where you can actually build up a little momentum, and the listener, hopefully you all, have gotten something out of those over the last 3 years.
And to find out which of our elected officials are willing to have those truthful conversations. Among other people.
And good point. We've invited a lot of people, not all comers, but we've invited people.
Not all of them respond either, no. But, you know,
here now on our third anniversary, and you recall, I visited the CBS World Headquarters out in New York back in high school, and I bought a CBS mug. And what was it, last year or earlier this year, it broke.
I think it was earlier this year.
And I've had it for 30-some years. But I got a replacement at Etsy. So here I have my my CBS mug here, my replacement. And then, of course, the original, you shouldn't say his name anymore, but I'm going to, Charlie Rose, Gail King, and Nora O'Donnell, CBS This Morning. Chris Licht, in my opinion, created one of the best programs on television of CBS This Morning there for the news. And so those are my CBS mugs I have. And right now I've got my... my Milwaukee Brewers mug. All right, come on back. After the news, weather, and sports, a big announcement. You are not going to want to miss it on our third anniversary. Hold your hats and hallelujahs. Toddy's going to tell it to you. Come on back. It's the Allball Show on the Civic Media.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.